Господин председатель.
Mr. Chairman, Russia played a constructive part in the activities of the working group on further strengthening the review process of the NPT in July 2023. On the eve of the first session of the Preparatory Committee for the 2026 NPT Review Conference, and Russia was committed to elaborating specific recommendations. However, the purpose of strengthening the NPT review process turned out to be purely declaratory. The main task was to impose on nuclear weapons states transparency and accountability measures and to convert the NPT review process into a tool for oversight and coercion. The working group failed to deliver the recommendation adopted by consensus because of the narrow maximalistic approach of certain countries, who instead of agreeing on a wide range of recommendations to strengthen the NPT review process, opted to wait until the last minute to table proposals that exclusively concerned transparency and accountability of nuclear weapon states and tried to impose them on the rest of the members of the group as an outcome. However, that did not work. It is noteworthy that those who prevented the group from adopting recommendations reflecting the lowest common denominator included the countries that initiated the establishment of the group. This only proves that not every delegation pursued the strengthening of the NPT review process as their main priority. As a result, the members of the group merely wasted time, effort and resources. The mandate of the working group on further strengthening the review process of the treaty has expired and no decision to extend it has ever been adopted. Now, these matters can be discussed exclusively as a Cluster 3 specific issue amongst other issues, which include NPT universalisation, withdrawal from the treaty and so forth, as they were discussed before. Furthermore, deliberations on the strengthening of the NPT review process should not be confined to discussing nuclear weapon states, transparency and accountability. Transparency and other confidence-building measures are not an end in themselves, but rather a means of addressing arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation challenges. And what's more, Article 6 of the NPT places nuclear disarmament within the context of general complete disarmament. Hence, both nuclear weapon and non-nuclear weapon states are recommended to report on implementation of their disarmament obligations. We believe that no recommendations other than those approved by consensus can be viewed as a workable basis for decisions to be adopted within the current NPT review cycle. The outcome of discussions under Cluster 3 specific issues should be considered together with the rest of the proposals tabled at the 2026 review conference, and assessed inter alia in terms of their influence on the treaty review process and the NPT in general. As regards Russia's transparency measures, we have constantly, within admissible limits, informed the international community of our steps to implement our NPT obligations. As part of the treaty review process, Russia, like other N5 countries, presents national reports prepared according to the adopted reporting standardised form. The reporting framework agreed by the N5 in 2013 remains relevant and needs no adjustments at this time. Each nuclear weapon state can independently determine acceptable transparency limits depending on strategic realities and national security interests. In this context, one should have in mind that strategic nuclear forces have already become the target of Ukrainian attacks, and we are convinced that Kiev, which lacks legal personality, could not make this decision on its own. NATO clearly had a hand in this. It is an aggressive, bloodthirsty, illegitimate nuclear military bloc, which has put the world on the brink of a global nuclear war with the only purpose of verifying Russia's reaction to its own aggressive behaviour. Such steps by NATO should receive proper assessment and the response of all countries interested in ensuring their security. Returning to the issue of transparency and accountability, we believe that all countries should contribute to this process. At the same time, there is a number of states that are considered non-nuclear weapon states under the NPT, and yet, in fact, they are NATO members, they take part in the nuclear sharing, and nuclear weapons have been placed in the territory of some of them, and could at any time be placed in the territory of others. It is these states who need to exercise the maximum transparency and report in as much detail as possible on their nuclear infrastructure, its use, and their plans for the future. Thank you. And if I may, I would like to make a comment regarding what one delegation said about the possibility of taking decisions, procedural decisions by vote. I should say that the obligations under the NPT, the obligations on states, are set out in the agreement itself, the treaty. That tells us what states have to do, and the remainder is either voluntary obligations or it is something that states have agreed to as the result of a decision at the review conference by consensus and an attempt to impose non-consensual decisions. This cannot be binding on states that didn't support it. Furthermore, abuse of the vote procedure is likely to lead to some states asking about the advisability of participating.